final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors continues on the Mighty 790 KFGO. What a great conversation with Minneapolis area guide Steve Carney of WCCO Radio in our previous segment. Steve knows the lakes out in northeast South Dakota and Traverse and the Otter Tail area. For a guy who doesn't live there, I think he knows them about as good as anybody possibly could. So some great information that Steve passed along to you that you can put into action this weekend or next weekend or for the next 4 or 5 weeks when those lakes are smoking hot. Speaking of smoking hot lakes and smoking hot guides, no, I'm not going to say that. Let's go up to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and check in with our great friend Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service. And, oh yeah, Warrior Boats, which are gall dang near the hottest boats out there. Jeff's appearances every week on the Mike McFeely Show are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. They're the sparkly ones that people are buying like hotcakes. Hello, Jeff Katzer, ace salesman for Warrior Boats. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. They really are something. That's been a lot. It's been a good time. It truly has. Warrior has been obviously our number one seller. And, oh, by the way, it's our only seller. But, hey, still, they've been great. And we sell Avalon pontoon boats, too, and Crown Line. But I just do the fishing stuff because they're cooler. But, yeah, it's been good. People are getting figured out that the ice is off the lakes and they're all coming up here. The resort's been really busy. And, hey, you know what? I forgot to say something the last time we were on the radio. Is, you know, we got the new restaurant next door, the Pros.
Yeah.
This is something new. We've never been open for breakfast, but we are now. The cook back there, Mark, is like the greatest cook probably this side of the Pecos, and they open at 6 in the morning. So if you want to come up, it's at 7 in the morning. He's yelling at me from
7!
At
7, Katzer!
Right now.
Hey, Katzer, know the hours!
Hey, why don't we open at 6? But anyway, 7, and... yeah, it's a good time. You can come in, get some grub, and go out fishing. And by the way, the fishing is as hot as the Warrior boats are. It is really a lot of fun. And I have been stuck in the office. This is really bad. I haven't been able to even go fishing, but I'm watching Zippy and Bruce and Tom Backer and Nick Fouch. They're all coming in. They're having a problem. And this is not a fish story because I'm not out there. They are coming in. They're having a problem getting their fish. The problem is they're too big, and the clients have been great. They're catching between 23 and 27-inch big, beautiful jambalaya monster walleyes, just beauties. As a matter of fact, they even got one that was going on the wall. The guy measured it, did the girth thing, did the length, took a whole mess of pictures, and then set it back down. She's back out there swimming for you boys and girls to come and catch again, so that was way cool. Been a very good bite. And, of course, the northern pike are hitting as well. And it's a really easy presentation. We talk about it every year at this time. It's a leech under a bobber. It's the best way to fish that I think. You've done it with me, Mike. Pinto's done. I mean, my God, if Pinto can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, it's a simple way to fish. All you got to do is put a leech on a bare hook with a split shot, a foot above the hook, and then figure out what depth you're going to be fishing and adjust the slip bobber that way. And then you cast it out and you kick back and you wait for the bobber to go down and then you set the hook and reel it in. I mean, it can't get much easier than that, I don't think.
No. Our cook, Mark, could even handle that one. But I'll tell you
we're
what.
We're open at 7. It's not 6. It's 7, Katzer.
Yeah. Open at 7. Except for the weekends, right, Mark? Oh, wait. He's not here on the weekends.
So that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, cheap shot. But, tell you what, and we're open for lunch to hope all the wax here. You guys really love it. However, I want to talk about something. A guy called me and said, why am I catching walleyes with eggs and still milking? And I don't have the answer for that. But I will say this. Not all walleyes spawn on the same day. They don't spawn at exactly the same water temperature. I believe our spawn, we'll probably still see spawners up until the next 2 weeks. You'll probably catch a couple with eggs. Or sometimes the females, from what I've seen being here on Devil's Lake, they don't seem to spawn out 100%. They might keep 20% for some reason that don't make it out. And we'll see in the end of June, we'll have some females with eggs that have not come out. So they are in the act of it right now and have been for a couple of weeks, and I think it's going to stretch out. I'm just guessing now. I'm Jeff Katzer. I'm not a fish. I think probably another week or two, you'll still be catching them. That'll be milking and eggs in them and things like that. So, I mean, it is based on water temperature, moon phase, all that good stuff. But exactly why they're not, I don't know.
Well, and I just talked, as I said, Jeff, before we joined you with Steve Carney, who has been fishing out, you know, Wabe, Big Stone, Traverse, those lakes out there. And he said that the females are long gone, but the males in some of the areas that he's catching fish, they're still trying to get up the creeks, and they've still got their spawn on. They've still got the chicky chicky bow wow in their eye. And so it's, everybody's not done yet. It's everything doesn't work by a clock like we do in the human world specifically. So the spawn and stuff spreads out over time, and there might still be some fish spawning or milting or whatever. So it's they don't go by the human clock. They go by the fish clock.
Exactly correct. And I did do a little bit of background research for all the boys and girls out there. Most, I would say 80% of all boat launches around Devil's Lake have been installed. The only one I haven't not seen installed is in Round Lake. That's way down by Minnewaukan. The dock was still up in the parking lot, but there was a guy that launched there. So, I mean, all the launches are open. Some of the docks are maybe not in. So if anybody's looking to get away, Memorial Day, I'm going to say 100% absolutely yes. Obviously, Woodland Resort is ready to go. Lakewood was ready to go. Henderson's, Pelican Lake, 6 Mile, they're all ready to rock and roll.
And you're seeing more boats and more folks around, Jeff, and you'll see a ton of them next weekend. And this weekend, the weather's supposed to be nice as well, so it's really going to start kicking off here.
Yeah, I'm actually shooting to get my little guy, 18-month-old Hunter Tatcher. I'm going to try to get him in the boat Sunday afternoon to catch his very first walleye. And, of course, I'll plaster that all over Facebook so everybody will be able to see it. But it is supposed to be beautiful. They're talking high in the mid-60s, which for us is absolutely beautiful.
Yep, it is. Okay, Jeff, we just about have 30 seconds or a minute left. Anything else you want to wrap up with other than just to tell people that the open water bite has started, and as usual, you can stop into Woodland or any other resort on the lake or bait shop, and people will help you out. But the key is they're in shallow water, slip bobbering, maybe throwing a small jig. It's that time of the year.
Absolutely. You got it, and just keep it small, keep it easy, and catch lots of fish, 12 foot of water or less. Look around the trees or weed lines, and you guys will have a great time.
Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, Warrior Boats. His appearances are sponsored every single solitary week by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. He is Jeff Katzer. He is our friend. We are done on Mike McFeely Outdoors for this week. We'll see you next week. Right here, same spot, same place, same time, same station. The Mighty 790 KFGO. See you then.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...